Welcome to Starfleet Universe On Call. I am Paul Franz, owner of Franz Games. I run SFB Online, FedCom Online, and Starfleet Warlord. Just a reminder how to join us for a talk cast every Thursday night starting at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can either join us on the phone, just dial 605-562-0444. Just follow the directions. Call ID is 17702. Or you can participate on the web. Just go to the TalkShoe website at www.talkshoe.com and search for Call ID 17702. And if you need to contact me for any reason, my email address is sfuoncall@gmail.com. That's sfuoncall@gmail.com. Also, if you need to reach me via Skype, my Skype ID is FranzGames, FranzGmes. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter. My account there for the podcast is sfuoncall. And you will follow me on my personal account. That is Paul Franz. So to find me there, just go to twitter.com/PaulFranz. That's PaulFranz. And of course, I have a tertiary account called Franz Games. Same spelling as the Skype ID. And of course, this lovely talkcast gets turned to a podcast available on iTunes and various feeds around the net. Some quick news from ADB this week. We have new to Warehouse 23, Drive-Thru RPG, and Working Vault is, yes, Zini Master Starship book. And Steve Cole was busy working on Capslog number 53, of course, blogs, and also various art things for the Gorn Master Starship books. Steve Petrick was busy on working on the SCB updates and the Gorn Master Starship book. And if this sounds like a recording, it is. Gene worked on the GURPS Prime Directive update. Yay! And also busy working on both the Facebook and Twitter feed, and also making sure the spam keeps down to a dull roar on the BBS. When it comes to the SFB Online tournaments, of course, we have the wonderful Master Tournament, Master 2018, run by Andrew Koch. No progress there, but I'm going to start, I think, emailing people and going, what the heck's going on with you guys? Rad 48, run by Ron Brynmar, has gone better. We still have that one game, which I'm waiting for. For round one, but also we have four games that have been completed on round two. That's two more that have been completed this past week, which is good to hear. Also, that includes mine, which, by the way, there's a video of me losing the last turn of the game on YouTube. If you want to check the Facebook page for SFB Online or the, also, my Franz Games feed, both those have a link to the video itself. It's around 8 minutes long. I know it needs some work. It's silent. I'm not sure what to add to it. I know a lot of people have like background music of some sort. I'm not sure what I would add. Probably maybe a little discussion about tactically or something like that. I'm not exactly sure what to do. If you have some suggestions, please send me something at sfuoncall@gmail.com. That'd be fantastic. Moving forward to the library, unfortunately no progress there, but completely converted is still stuck at 2,426 and yet to be converted to 906, but the percentage complete still at 72.8. And with that is the news for this week. Me, yes, the one, the only, the Paul Franz welcoming you to Starfleet Universe On Call. And tonight we've got Dave, we've got Barry, and we've got no one else. But we are doing an experiment this week. I am also co-broadcasting on Twitch. I've got a channel there called SFU On Call. And if you want to, you can try that. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it next week. Keep an eye on my Twitter account for SFU On Call. Check Twitter, or if you want to, check the bulletin board. Currently, those are the only two spots I'll actually post anything. So if you're not following those two, you're not seeing me. So those are two I will be announcing things at the moment. So hopefully I might do this again next week. I'm also looking into YouTube Live, just to see what takes for that, because I've actually started a YouTube going with my SFU on-call account. So hopefully, since I've had my account long enough, it won't take me that long. I actually tried to enable live, and they said, well, it's going to take 24 hours. I was like, okay, I can wait 24 hours. So I won't be able to test out YouTube Live until this upcoming weekend. So, but anyhow, so Barry, how are you doing?
Okay. Okay. So you're not going to be doing talk show next week is what you're saying.
No.
You'll be on other sites.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. But you'll be on other sites too.
At the moment, yes.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking about doing is hopefully at the moment I can continue a co-broadcasting thing. That's what I'm hoping to do. I might not be able to do that. I'm looking at the various options at the moment. And that's one thing, actually, that's one of the big topics for tonight. That's I'm going to be discussing moving because of what was it, guest 7 for the last week. And then there was a couple posts on the discussion board. What a concept. Somebody actually posted on the discussion board to discuss the podcast. Wow. Because they were saying, and the big thing there was actually that Steve Cole was agreeing with what they were saying. And what they were saying is that currently TalkShoe is too insulary. That's my words, not theirs. But basically, they're saying it's not broad enough. Don't get enough exposure. People aren't as familiar with it. And then I come to find out from these two people, oh, we've been having problems. I've tried a couple months ago to try to get on TalkShoe, and it failed miserably. It's like, okay. Well, one tried the other night. The other one tried a couple months ago, and they had problems. And it's like, okay, well, guys, I don't know that you guys are having difficulty. Until I know that people are having difficulty, I've had no reason to move. You know, I can't.
Right.
I can't read minds. It's like someone telling you, oh, my computer's broke. You know, and never telling you that and you're a repair guy, and you never tell, and they never tell you that the computer's broke.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's
well, it's I don't know. I don't do Twitter, so.
Oh, I know. You don't do Twitter, and you don't check the discussion board either. So.
No, I haven't checked the Starfleet, the ADB.
Yeah. Discussion board, yeah.
Discussion
basically,
board.
You don't keep in contact life. In any way, shape, or form socially. This is the way I see it at the moment because I don't see you on Facebook. I don't see you on Twitter. I don't see you on the discussion board.
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Facebook all the time.
Well, I don't follow you. Well, yes, I do. I do follow you on Facebook.
Because
I don't ever post anything. I don't post on my personally myself. Most of mine is just reading. Most of the posts I do is SFP Online and Starfleet Warlord.
Those are two
things. I don't do anything else.
I see Doug Howard.
I see
Doug Howard all the time.
Oh, Doug
Miller.
Howard and Erica, yeah. Both of them are always posting. I got this one, which I know from my wife's college days. And he posts a lot. And it's to the point where it gets to be annoying. Because he'll post videos and pictures and all this kind of... He's a social animal when it comes to Facebook. But personally, I find it annoying. The main reason I find it annoying is because if he does it so often. You know?
Very rarely do I post anything personal on Facebook.
Yeah, there's only a few things I post about personally about on Facebook. Usually, I post pictures of my cats, and I post pictures of when I go to ball games. Those are the two main things.
Mostly, I'm forwarding funny things I see.
Yep, and some of them I ignore.
Oh yeah, well, some of them are in. Not
politically, they're a little bit outside of my comfort zone.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. You know, you're expressing your opinion, and I just disagree with it. And I'm not, you know, if I've really disagreed
Oh,
badly
okay.
enough,
You
I
mean the
will just
political?
kind of hide the post, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Political stuff is, I'm a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
I
I
think the
just
only
did.
personal one I posted recently was I woke up in the middle of surgery. Oops.
Oops. Oh, yeah. This is colostomy.
I know, I
Yeah,
know.
that one. Ah.
Colonoscopy,
Colonoscopy.
yeah.
I.
It was a procedure.
Yeah. There's like, yeah, but you'll be sleeping all the way through it. Nope. I actually, I slept all the way through mine, so.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
Oh, agreed, agreed. And I'm more than happy to sleep all the way through it.
Oh, most people are. You know, probably out of CGI's. Wake me up in the middle of this.
Exactly. So anyway,
And
getting back.
my wife's saying, "Are you guys off topic? You're supposed to be talking about Starfleet battles."
Yes. Well, actually, to a certain degree, we're this is one that's not really as much talking about Starfleet battles as much as talking about this week. Anyway, is talking about talk show, talking about SFU on call itself. Which I do every once in a while.
Yeah.
Actually have the topic, actually the podcast, because there are times that I feel like, as you know, it's talking about a subject which is about the podcast itself. I don't see that as a bad subject for the podcast, you know.
Right.
And then, as in this case, as I mentioned before, you know, there have been some. I was going to say complaints, but I really can't say complaints because it's not really a complaint. It's more of a pointing out that TalkShoe is not that big of a platform. Yes, Russ and Dave and me, well, we're there all the time. I could move from TalkShoe over to Discord and we all be happy. You know? But again, that's even going from even less, you know, a more open platform to an even more closed platform, you know, and when it comes to Twitch itself, Twitch, you know, has a variety of streams. I'm not sure if they call them channels or just streams. I'm not sure. I'm not quite familiar with the Twitch vernacular at the moment. I'm sure that somebody will correct me and say, "Oh, it's the streams, not channels. It's streams." It's like, you know, whatever.
Now, Twitch is Twitter.
No, Twitch is not Twitter. Twitch is it's a
Twitch
platform
is
which is
different.
Used for broadcasting, usually games. People, you know, play Fortnite, or they play League of Legends. Those kind of things, and people then will broadcast those live.
Ah, gotcha.
And then once people can record and post them as videos onto Twitch, and then people can watch them afterwards. You know, which a lot of people already do on like YouTube. Though YouTube has its own little game platform thing, which they're trying to compete with Twitch. But Twitch has won itself. I forget how many. I know definitely last year, if not. I think it's like last year was when they actually announced the shift, though people had been doing it for a while, which is also doing streaming of just talk shows, you know, that people will broadcast it on Twitch itself. They're not necessarily about games. It might be about other things. Because I know there's this one guy, Justin Robert Young, who does this one podcast called Politics, Politics, Politics. And he actually has his own Twitch stream channel, whatever.
And I hate to say this, but...
What's that?
But I sadly, I am running out of time for tonight.
Okay.
I hope to be on much longer next week. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's no problem.
Okay.
Heck, we even started late just because of fumbling all around and trying to get things going. He's in the new situation.
That's okay.
You know.
So I will see you next week.
Okay. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Well, we will continue to discuss exactly what the first, definitely the first topic, maybe the only topic for tonight, which is TalkShoe, Twitch, YouTube Live, all of these. And not just actually about SFU on call, though that's going to be the main focus for at least the first part of it. We'll discuss SFU online and that kind of thing, and that, and possibly even Starfleet Warlord. We don't know. Bring that in. But in the meantime, well, for those not familiar with the broad and varied world of social media, and not social media, but, you know, streaming and games and what's considered new and hip. Now, I know one thing just mentioned real quick is TalkShoe. It's obvious to me that they got acquired last year. I think it was like last year that they were acquired. And I've been waiting for the longest time for them to improve it. And obviously, they did improve it. And they broke stuff. Which is normal. When you improve stuff, invariably you break stuff. Or you change things. So the people who... Because I'm a long-standing podcaster. Long-time TalkShoe person. Because, as you know, as of like this past April, I celebrated 10 years of this podcast. So, and I've been using the TalkShoe platform for 10 years. I can't believe it's actually stayed around for 10 years, but it has. And, you know, and it was by itself standing, but for like 9 years. Now, it's obvious to me, like, I'm thinking maybe 5 years ago, maybe a little longer. No, not longer, a little bit, maybe shorter, that TalkShoe stopped trying to push the platform forward. They were definitely struggling. It seemed obvious to me that they were struggling, especially when they added in the cable. Like, the interface got stale. It never improved, because that's one thing. When it comes to websites, you have to be renewing them every 3 to 4 years, so that it's always fresh. It doesn't have to be new. It just has to be fresh. The look has to be updated, you know, because the current look and feel of the web and how what's considered modern changes. Now, obviously, the people who have always been on TalkShoe did everything they wanted to do. It is a great platform. Now, and to this day, it's quite a good platform. Obviously, the UI needs a little more work. It looks nice. The problem is, the functionality-wise, there's certain things that got dropped, and I've already discussed this in previous episodes. So, I'm not gonna go down that rat hole at the moment. So, because I don't want to repeat what you guys have already heard about that. And if you haven't, go back, like, look for it. You'll find it. It's maybe 3 or 4 episodes, somewhere between 2 and 4 episodes before this one, and you'll find it. I didn't expect to actually have to quote it, so I didn't look it up. Because, be honest, I don't write down notes on what I'm going to be discussing. I pick a topic and I go off on it. If any of you have listened to me long enough, you know this already, so this is not a big surprise. So, just so that, you know, just so you know about the TalkShoe, overall, it's been a good platform. You know, in the olden days, you know, the previous interface worked great. You know, it was great for chatting, because you had everyone in the chat room. You could tell when people came in and left. You know, so it was a very usable interface. Now, obviously, it was old, and that's why they wanted to redo it. Now, I think obvious to me, one thing that they limited themselves was using the Chrome browser. The Chrome browser is the browser. Don't you use Chrome? It's like, no, I don't. So I have to start up Chrome once a week. On my computer, and that's the only time I ever use Chrome. You know, otherwise I use Safari and I use Firefox. That's my browsers. But anyway, so now they're trying to improve things because they have wonderful platform. They even allow you to now share your screen, so you actually could do a lot of what Twitch does. You can do a lot of what YouTube Live does. You can start video of yourself. And do a full, live broadcast like YouTube Live. You can do it right here on TalkShoe. And I see that they're trying to compete with that platform. Now, obviously, I'm as kind of obvious when I'm currently on Twitch, which means on Twitch, you have to broadcast something, some video, or at the very least a blank screen. But then you're broadcasting that. It's like, okay, you're broadcasting that. It looks real interesting. Oh, thanks. Thanks, Dave, for reminding me. Yes, I forgot that preseason football has begun. And right now, Browns 5, Eagles 0. Little thing that happens here. Third quarter? Are you kidding me? I just have to whack score as it sounds. 5 points. That's a safety and a field goal. Goofy. Come on. Anyone who knows football, anyone out there, you know that a score of 5 points is a weird score to have. But anyhow. Okay. I'm sorry. It still kind of whacked me out. But anyway, so TalkShoe, it's got a lot of functionality. Unfortunately, it's still a relatively unknown platform. And I understand they're trying to get the word out, trying to draw people in. And I think they're doing a wonderful job for that. They're trying to get people on Twitter and trying to interact with people. And Lord knows, I always, when I announce a TalkShoe, I've been doing this for years. When I tweet it out, I include TalkShoe. The idea is hopefully that they'll retweet it, so that they'll retweet it to their user base. Which I think it's good for me, it's good for them. You want to advertise when people actually using your platform. So that's the way that is going. So hopefully things will go better for them. But in the meantime, I want to expand. I was thinking about needing the need to expand and extend what we're doing here, because there's some people that TalkShoe is like a weird thing. Now, the great thing about TalkShoe at the moment is that broadcasting wise, it definitely the experience has improved. It no longer requires a flash player. Supposedly there's an app and so forth. That's good. Now, the question is, will I ever completely move off of TalkShoe? Probably not completely. I might have it so I no longer do broadcasts from TalkShoe. I might just use it as a hosting platform for all my podcasts. But obviously, one thing you might want to do is, if you want to, you can change your podcast feed to go by going on to sfuoncall.com, so that if there's ever a mess up again, because as some of you guys know, there was actually a mess up a while back where a lot of the old episodes got lost. Now I'm not as concerned about that anymore. I don't even remember. Actually, that's one thing I would really like to do, is actually go back to like episode 1 or 2 and just listen to what did I do? Because I'm sure it was awful. I hope I've improved at least some of my talking skills. you know, after that point, you know, I'm hoping I've at least improved that. If not, I haven't done a lot of interviews, which I wanted to do, but that's a different story. So let's move on to Twitch. Now, and examine Twitch as a broadcasting platform. The good thing about Twitch is Twitch. Okay. Dave, you scared me. Dave said, "Oh, you there? It's all quiet." But fortunately, Russ said, "Oh yeah, I can hear you," and that's good to hear that you can actually hear me. Okay, Dave, you scared me. Dave said, "Okay, yep, I'm still broadcasting too. I've got actually my iPad sitting over here, looking at, you know, just." Keep an eye on the Twitch stream. Mainly working to keep an eye on the chat room. Let's make sure there's no one on there. You know, I still have to work on those things. But okay, let's discuss Twitch for a moment. Now, obviously there's certain issues with Twitch overall. You know, that is that Twitch itself is to a certain degree insulary. Itself, meaning that to my knowledge, now if you guys know better, and I have not actually tested this out completely, at the very least they encourage you greatly to log in, to actually have an account with Twitch and do that. I'm not sure if I can actually go to Twitch and actually look for streams and go to streams without being without having a user account. I will be looking at that, examining that, because of that's the one thing I can guarantee you with YouTube Live, and that is that there is going to be no requirement to log in. Just here's the URL, stream. You know, here's my broadcast, and you can do that, but YouTube Live might have some of its own issues by itself when it comes to doing what I want to do. Now, so, and of course, then there's the whole thing which is what kind of controls does Twitch currently give me? I have not examined it completely, though I know that you can have moderators who can help moderate people, can mark people as spam. You can definitely kick people off or block people. That you can do. You can mark people as spammers and they'll go goodbye. Now, of course, the big question for me in any of these is going to have to be, what do we do when it comes to people like Barry? Like Steve Cole, like Gene. What do we do then? Now, if we completely move to a new service and eschew TalkShoe, because currently, see, that's the good thing about Twitch. It's a broadcast-only medium. There is no interaction. What that means is I can do what I'm doing now. What I'm doing now is that I've got TalkShoe. I'm using TalkShoe. People can call in to TalkShoe. And then I've currently got it all set up here. I tested it out, and it seemed to be working okay. I'm hoping that you hear Barry. You heard Barry earlier. If not, we've got a big problem. But in the meantime, let's not worry about Barry. But you know, people can still call in to TalkShoe, and then it can still be broadcast to Twitch. Okay, well, I'm not sure what that means, Russ. Russ is saying using the Chrome browser, one thing I like to do in the new graphics showing the audio escape lines. I'm not exactly what that means. But okay. But anyhow. So Twitch definitely has those controls in place. So Now, obviously, the big issue currently is that if I have TalkShoe and I broadcast on Twitch, is that I've got two chat rooms. That's not an issue tonight, because tonight there's no one on chat on Twitch. I'm testing and see if people actually want to listen on Twitch. That's great. If they don't, that's fine. But I'm trying to expand a little bit. When I tweeted it out and actually announced it on the discussion board that I was actually going to attempt to co-broadcast this on Twitch. Now, in theory, I can have it so that if I co-broadcast on Twitch, I can have it so that you don't use the chat room, because I think there's a way of doing it. The only reason I say that is because of it seems like Twit has that ability to do that. Now, I haven't actually gone into Twitch itself, into the web UI, and actually tried to control things there. I will probably, if I have time tonight, I would like to look at that to see what kind of controls I have so I can possibly have it so there's no chat room at all. So I have one chat room. Now, obviously, the question is then, when it comes to chat rooms, okay, which one do I use? Obviously, I like the TalkShoe's chat room, but people have problems logging into TalkShoe. If you're logging into TalkShoe's, if you're actually able to connect to TalkShoe and use the chat room in TalkShoe, why are you listening on Twitch? So, that's being that. Now, okay. They're saying that he has to use Chrome and the Explorer fusses with this new setup. Yes, I know. And of course, that means for the older people who have operating system that maybe Chrome doesn't support, because there are some out there like XP. That becomes an issue. Of course, for those older people, Twitch is going to be completely a foreign concept. Dave, if you want to, you can look Chrome. Same for you, Russ. Look at Twitch. So, Twitch, you don't. So, I'm pretty sure I can get what I need when it comes to the Twitch chat room. Now, obviously, if I completely eschew TalkShoe and go just completely Twitch, that's going to be my chat room, and that's going to be my broadcast. That's how I'm going to do all the broadcasts. And of course, I'm going to record, but that's how I'll be doing it. So in that case, how do I handle people like Barry? Now, one thing I was thinking about doing is have a phone number that people can call in. Now, I have to double the one thing I need. I want to see if I can do, which is currently Skype sucks when it comes to this, which is the whole ability to have multiple people, basically have a group call created on the fly. It doesn't seem to like that. So I don't know if I buy a subscription to an inbound phone number, if I can actually have a conference call with people calling. I just keep on adding people. That's one thing I want to look into. If I actually completely abandon TalkShoe when it comes to as a broadcasting platform, what happens then for that? So that's one thing I have to look into. If that's not possible, there is the one possibility which I know will definitely work when it comes to Skype, which is get an inbound phone number, have people call in, and then I have a one number. So basically, the idea is that a person will talk or will listen in somehow, some other way, and then they'll call in. Now, obviously, I know what Barry would like to have is he can call in and just listen. Because I know there's some people that's what they like to do, is just call in and listen. Because in some cases, TalkShoe makes it harder to do what they want to do. So, So we'll just have to wait and see. Obviously, that's one thing. I will, before I do anything, as in completely abandon TalkShoe, everyone will know, I will be giving you guys a bigger heads up than TalkShoe gave us, which was like a week, and then they went, surprise! It's like, thanks a lot. But, you know, if we switch off of TalkShoe, that would not be the reason why we did it. Not, I wouldn't be, that'd be being very petty, and that would be, it's one of those things that, you know, cuff your nose despite your face, you know, that kind of whole thing. That's not what I would do it. You know, I would do it because people are having a hard time interacting with TalkShoe, and it requires a Chrome browser. Not everyone wants to switch to Chrome. You know, now, and of course, the tough part about this is there's people who had complaints about it previously. Do they still have issues? And I don't know. And obviously, I know Dave. During this podcast, we've already had at least one issue that he had where I went completely quiet. That's not good. Because it needs to be consistent, needs to be always available. And when I'm broadcasting, everyone needs to be able to hear my voice. Because if they don't hear my voice, what's the point of broadcasting? So, that makes things interesting. To say the very least. I've obviously Twitch means Twitch is a platform, and whether if we actually switch to Twitch or we switch to like YouTube Live, same thing holds true. And that is when it comes to calling in, that whole experience would change. And for Steve Call, you know, for those people, people from ADB calling in, the experience wouldn't change for the most part. You know, they would still call in, and what would normally happen is that we would be fine for that. Now, obviously, people, if we have ADB, some people are going to want to call in just to listen. So that's why, you know, the whole idea of a conference call would be most helpful. In that case, now I know one way of doing it, but I can't do it, which is have people call into Zoom. Now, Zoom as a private unpaid service gives you, I think if I call correctly, my wife told me that it's a 40-minute broadcast, and in which case then they cut you off. And that would work fine, you know, if we use Zoom. And if they want to call in, they call into Zoom. And then that's actually designed for this kind of thing. Again, you know, the chat room would have to use Twitch, and then you call in via Zoom, which would be, yeah, using Zoom. We could do that, and that would be fine. But in theory, I've got an account of Zoom through my work, but I think they'd really frown at me if I try to use it for doing my podcast. So that's one thing I'd look into, or look into a service. Because I know there actually are services out there that do conference calls, and look into maybe doing it that way, you know, using Skype and calling Skype into a conference call center, and have so if people want to join, okay, they can join the conference call. That's the whole idea of Zoom. Now Zoom also does video, in which case, you know, I wouldn't worry about that aspect to it. But anyhow, so using if we of course obviously we use YouTube Live. The great thing about YouTube Live is that it's live, it's YouTube, so it's more open than Twitch is. And I'm willing to bet you a heck of a lot more well-known than Twitch is. Yeah, for gamers, which basically, come on, let's be honest, that's kind of like our community, kind of, not 100%. Why? Because we're board gamers. Board gamers are, depending upon... how old you are in some cases they're frowned on by, you know, modern game people who are computer based, all the first person shoot 'em up, kill 'em, you know, knock 'em down, you know, that kind of thing, you know, live action stuff, Fortnite, you know, like Fortnite, you know, things like that. And that's not what, you know, Twitch is, though. I'll be honest here, Twitch actually has a category. It says, oh, what do you like? And one of the things that I put down was board games. So for us, we like playing board games. It takes a while. It's kind of slow overall, but it's fun to play. So that's why we play Starfleet Battles, because we enjoy playing it. Now, so do we want to do that? Maybe. You know, at the moment it seems like Twitch is going fine. I might continue to do that. I will look into Twitch some more and examine those things when it comes to does it support, you know, a wide open, you know, okay, go to twitch.com and then search for my live stream and then watch the live stream for there without actually having to log in. Or do you have to have an account? And that's the only way to do it. I'm hoping it doesn't require an account. And in that case, if I can find that, then what I can do at that point is I actually can go and if I can do that, the great thing about that is then I can hopefully take a browser link and post that both on the discussion board and on the Twitter feed so that people can log in to the live stream and they can then and join us. Obviously, my guess would be that maybe the chat room might be off limits if you don't log in, because then they have no control. At least not as much control. And that's always the issue, which is kicking people off, controlling the ne'er-do-wells and things like that, and trollers. As I mentioned in the discussion board, if you're actually watching the discussion board at all. So, you know, I'm actively investigating. As I mentioned earlier, I'm actually currently co-broadcasting this on Twitch in addition to TalkShoe. I've got the setup all done. It seems to work quite well. I still need to look at the volume levels, because I think possibly the volume levels might be an issue due to Skype itself. But at the moment, if I'm going to do co-broadcasting via TalkShoe, that I think that's going to be the only way to do it. You know, so that it's reliable and it works. So, just have to wait and see. You know, this might be the never. I'm going to say never ending saga, but I don't think it'll be never ending saga. I think the saga will continue on next week, and I will come back and I'll talk a little more about it. You know, about what I found, but hopefully I won't be taking the whole podcast next week on this subject. And I think that'll be the case. But I don't think that this will be a longer discussion. I just want to tell you what the update is, and I'll still be discussing it, still be thinking about it. And definitely, as I said, I will tell you guys if, you know, I will announce it way beforehand. It'll be like a month where I will hopefully I can do, whether it's YouTube Live or Twitch, I can do a co-broadcasting and then maybe do a major switch. One thing, actually, there's one thing I wanted to talk about real quick before I go on to the next subject. This is a mini topic for those paying attention. And that is, I came to the realization this past week. And that is, I finally got clarity on things. Things just finally clicked in my own mind. Number one, I'm going to be killing the Slack, because I don't log in and people don't really pay attention to that. But what I want to do, and this is what I'm hoping, because I feel like, and this is my own experience from my own daughter, because my daughter uses Discord, and she talks to people all the time. It's a constant chat. It's like taking IRC, but it's a little different in that it's more like Slack in that it maintains that history. Now, the one thing that Discord does not have that Slack does have, which is the whole idea of threading. And at that point, at our current moment in time, I don't think we want that. I think maybe it's just because of I like IRC. I've liked that when it comes to SCP Online. That's why I kind of liked with the old talk show. Yes, it's kind of old school to a certain degree. The whole idea of not having threads, you know. But obviously, Discord is not just it's not IRC where it if you miss it, it's gone. If you miss it, you can go back and you read the history and you're back up to date. But I feel like I'm not sure what that means for us. Browns square root of 3 and Eagles pi fifth quarter. I assume you meant fourth quarter. But I'm missing something. I know I am. But anyhow. Sorry, I got distracted. But okay. What I'm going to see if I can do is have people join Discord and have that as our group. And I'm going to log into Discord and keep that active on both my phone and my iPad, because that's one thing I currently do with Slack. It's like I keep an eye on it and I have notifications. And I want that more of that as part of Discord, because I feel like Discord gives a better sense of community than Slack does. Slack seems, maybe it's just because I have experience with my own work. My own work, it seems like Slack is good for work. It's good for communicating things. It's good for to exchanging ideas, posting pictures and links and all this kind of wonderful doodah stuff. But I don't think it really helps with a sense of community. I think that's why I like to move to Discord. And actually, I'm going to post a link to the Discord feed. I gotta check to see how I can do that, because I currently have one which I'm using right now. Actually, there's two ones I belong to. One is actually owned by crud. I forget his name now. It's one of the SCP Online players. He, has his own Discord one, and now Discord. I got one for SFU Online, and that's the one I'm currently we currently use for SFU on call. A while back in July, when we actually tested it out, the whole idea of moving to Discord for broadcasting purposes. But again, if we switch to Discord, then I don't plan on moving to Discord at all for broadcast at the moment. That's not the plan. I might do it. I might use Discord for our chat room, and then just co-broadcast it to this. Now the tough part again comes dialing in. I'll have to, those people which are, I'm gonna be honest here, there are a few people that actually call in. The only people that call in normally are Barry and ADB, and then of course we get some people. Russ calls in every once in a while. We have some other people who join us that call in, which I truly enjoy, and I'm hoping that those people will come back. Now it's possible that since TalkShoe moved to the new website, that we're kind of losing people because they're having a hard time connecting, but we'll just have to wait and see. Okay, the last topic that actually I want to discuss for this evening is actually one of the things that was actually discussed last week by guest 7, and that is the whole idea of streaming games, you know, via, you know, Twitch. Twitch, when it comes to streaming games, that makes sense for Twitch. That makes 100%, which actually, that's one thing I might want to do, is I might want to create a new Twitch stream for just broadcasting games for, you know, SLB Online, you know, and have it there. Actually, I tried to, this is the funny thing, is I tried to log in as Friends Games, and they're going, oh, it's already used. And I'm going, okay, did I already sign up for Twitch? I don't remember. And I don't have it anywhere. So I said, okay, well, send me my password. And I tried a combination of the username and the various mailing addresses, and none of them worked. So it's like, okay, maybe I didn't sign up. Someone just took Fran's games anyway. Don't know. That's one thing I probably should look into. But anyway, so the idea of streaming those games, I think it's a great idea. Also, I created a new account on YouTube, which basically is, I'm hoping at some future point, after I've been on that, it takes a while to actually, one, you have to build up a following, or at the very least, you have to be there, I think, is it 30 days, I think it is, before you actually can get a custom URL. And I'm hoping I can get the custom URL I want. Because I tried to change the custom URL, and I don't see there's any way to change the custom. I can remove it and then re-add it, but I don't know how that custom URL is actually defined. Because you can't actually enter in what you want the custom URL to be. It says, oh, here's your custom URL. Do you want this? It's like, no, I don't want that one. I want something else. But I don't know how to change it so that what's generated for that YouTube custom URL is what I want it to be. So I have to wait and see on that. But the whole idea of, so what I'm hoping to do is this. One, maybe I might actually start streaming some games. The question is, one, I have to be online. Two, it's going to be a different account. I definitely want to announce it. I will send out announcement on Twitter so people can see it on Friends Games. So keep an eye on that. I'm not sure. I might even post it on Facebook at that point, so people can actually go to Twitch and actually watch it. I'm sure Facebook would love to have it as a Facebook live stream, but I'm not sure I'm willing to do that. Though obviously, if people are finding it on Facebook, a Facebook live stream is what they want to do, but I'd probably stick to Twitch in that case. Now, again, one thing guest 7 mentioned is also the whole idea of recording the games. Now, that's going to be that's a little more difficult. As I mentioned in the news portion of this all the podcast, I actually have gone and actually recorded my last turn of my game when it comes to Hydrant versus the TKR, and of course, and I was gonna say of course, but I lost. I'm gonna mention right here why I lost this, so it's for the record. I lost because I screwed up. Shocker. What it comes down to really is that I thought the wrong torpedo tube was ready to launch. I thought it was the right side torpedo tube when it was the left side torpedo tube. So what did I do? I maneuvered myself so that the right side was in arc, launched it, and then my opponent, Paul Graves, went, hey, isn't that a left side torpedo tube? And I went, yep, you're right. It is. So I had to remove it from play. And then he'll say, well, I'll ignore that. I know that you had an enveloping plasma torpedo, which is what I had. So I went, okay, fine. You know, and I did my best. I tried to do something which he countered. Big surprise. which is I tried to get it so that I was going to sideslip around. So the idea was to just barely get my left torpedo tube, the LP launcher, so that it was in arc. But what happens, of course, that's easy to counter. Just the hydrant just kept on slide slipping towards me as I'm slide slipping away. And unfortunately, I can't slide slip fast enough to get that in arc. And so I then got desperate. And I, at that point, what I did was I sideslipped in front of him and then I turned. Now that brought my down shield almost mostly down shield. Was it? No. At that point it was down shield because I didn't repair the shield until the end of the turn. So he gave me a couple five internals. He knocked down two weapons, five internals, which was like nuts. It's like, you gotta be kidding me. So that happened. Now, the problem is after that, he hits me hard. And then what happened? The big thing was, of course, hits me with his hellbores. And he gets like 30 some internals, then some more internals with the fusion beams. And overall, he got like somewhere between around 40 or 50 internals. Which at that point, I concede the game because he's got pretty much a sparkling ship. Yeah, yes, I knocked some of his shield. I damaged some of his shields, but I never got through his shields. In which case, I've got like 40 to 50 internals, and I've lost quite a few torpedo tubes, and I've lost most of my phasers. I'm down to like 3 phaser ones, and that's it. At that point, I figured the game was over. So I conceded at that point. Which, again, leads me back to why I lost, which was I turned the wrong way. So always pay attention to what are the arcs for the weapons that you're actually charging. I.e., that sucked. So, anyway. I'm hoping to do that more in the future, which is to record more videos and be available, you know, to do those recording the videos. Some cases, what I might do is come in here, you know, when someone's playing a game. I'm hoping what I can do is actually I can set up my account. I got my test object account and have it so that when someone actually PMs me, that currently when you PM me, it sends me a notification on that account. And it sends me a notification. Hey, you know, someone PM'd you. And this is the message they sent. And what I'm hoping to do is maybe encourage people to actually PM me and say that I'm going to start a game now and see if I can get maybe I can record it. If other people can record it, that'd be great. And if other people can record it, maybe they can give it to me or they can post it on YouTube themselves. Because one thing I definitely need, I did a recording. It took a long time. What I did actually is I took the recording and I sped it up by 20 times. Now, it was the first time around. It's what you would call almost a hack job to a certain degree. Because of it really, there are certain portions which don't really shouldn't be sped up. But most of it should be sped up. There's few portions, look here, a little there, which should have been slowed down. So people can actually see the windows, because some of them are like the windows are they're flickering. You see that they come into life and then they disappear. And in some cases, those tell a better story. And actually, one of the people who posted on YouTube, the guy named SAB Attic, he actually put in a suggestion, and I agree with the suggestion. And I'll definitely do that in the future. Which is, he said, what you should do is actually have the chat room basically down the bottom. So I went, okay, you know, I actually was going to set up to do a recording tonight, and I ran out of time. Big surprise. So that I can have a chat room down the bottom, below the actual board game, the board, so that you can actually see the actual chat room more of the chat actually going on. That the big, of course, the big issue with those broadcasts and recordings is going to be the SSD. How often do you show the SSD? The only right now what I'm thinking about is just do it when there's action, which means I have to be actively here and watching it. What I'd like to do, now I gotta see if I can do it, maybe get a larger screen, maybe, I'm not sure. What I'd like to do is record both the board and the SSD separately, or at the very least, have it so you can have all pieces on the board. Now, obviously, this doesn't, you know, I gotta look into make sure Fleet View works okay for multiple ships, and see if there's anything I can do to make it so it works better. Because I think a Fleet View actually would be fantastic when it comes to multi-ship engagement, and make sure that it works well. But the whole idea is to look, have the board and then have the ships. I'm not worried about the EA, because if I'm an observer, I'm not going to see the EA. But most probably, you're going to be seeing the board and you'll see the SSDs. Now, one of the things that obviously the first go around, I just wanted to have something out there. But to actually record a video, afterwards, there's going to be a lot of editing that's going to be involved. And the question is, at that point, what do you do about sound? Do you actually just do what some people, I'm sure you've all seen the video where they just have this constant droning sound in the background, this background music going on, which I'm sure all of us have played games where there is actually background music which occur during that game. And in which case, live action, you'll have, you'll be shooting them up and you'll hear this background music going, in the case you actually can turn it off if you want. But just have maybe some background, maybe a background track, music track to the video. I'm actually, it's going to be weird, but I'm going to consult with my daughter, who is a YouTube, she works on Meeps. If any are MEPs, however you want to pronounce it, MEPs. I forget what that stands for. But anyway, she works on many parts for MEPs, does many MEPs. And so she knows a lot about video editing and quite a bit about YouTube and so forth. So I think I'll consult with her to see what would be a good idea for that. Now, obviously, as I mentioned, one thing I definitely have to do is have it so some of it slows down, some of it speeds up. Because there are some point in the video which I'm definitely want to slow it down. Now the question is, one thing I did this past week is I cleaned up a lot of drive space from my drive, because one of those actually was backups of my iPhone and my iPad, which were taking up 18 gigabytes or maybe more of space. But it's the same. I hired one of the Mexican football announcers, and they make everything sound exciting. Score, score, score. Well, that's definitely one thing I could do, which is actually maybe have a running commentary for the game, though. Obviously, some of the game, I'm sorry, you're just talking to talk. Which means that what you might want to do is have the background music, and then when something's about to happen, or something has happened, then comment on what has just happened and, turn off the music. In which case, I'll have to work on my Final Cut Pro skills, because I have not done much video editing. And actually, that was something I was working on this past week, was actually working on Logic Pro, because of... there's one thing that I want to do, but I have yet to be able to do it, which is I want to be able to edit the channels. I have a left channel, right channel feed when it comes to recording. And what I'd like to know is whether, see if I can change the volume levels on each individually and so forth. But I like to actually edit it separate. I like to have them two separate tracks. And currently I use Fission. Fission is just... no, there's no way to do it. So to increase sound for, like, currently I have an issue, which is my mic is always louder than what I'm actually hearing from people who call in, like Barry. And invariably, to have his voice sound louder is I have to go in manually up, you know, increase the volume for his side of things. So I'm hoping I can actually use Logic Pro to actually do that. Because actually I did that. I figured out a way of doing it, which is basically bringing in the podcast twice. And then depending one for two different tracks. One track, I'm just listening purely to the left channel. And then the right, the other one, I'm purely looking at the right channel, and that's it. Now, this makes it interesting when it comes to deleting stuff. I have to check on things. But I'm working on how Logic Pro works and all that kind of thing. But anyhow, so that should be that's interesting about the podcast. But yeah, so anyway, so definitely, it's one thing I want to do is maybe work on some videos and maybe draw some more attention to SFB Online and some of the some more exciting aspects to it. And hopefully I can post those to like Facebook. I'll definitely post them Facebook and Twitter. Those will get those. And I'm hoping that I can keep my account and hopefully actually at some point announce to you what the channel name for my account is. If you, as I said, at the moment, if you go to Facebook, the SFB Online page on YouTube, you'll find a link. Also, if you go to the Friends Games Twitter account, you'll also find a link to that video. So if you would be so kind as to, if you're, have a Google account, then log in, go to YouTube, and if you could become a subscriber, because the more subscribers I have, if I have 100 subscribers, then I can get a custom URL. So basically, I want to try to get a custom URL as fast as possible. Now, 100 people, that's a lot of people. I'm hoping that it's an optional thing, and I'm hoping that I can just deal with just having an account. One of those things that you also have to have an account for at least 30 days, I think it is. And I can easily do that. That's not an issue. Because I can still post videos and so forth. Oh, actually, that was annoying the other day when I posted the video, and it took a while to process. And I said, "Oh, you know, do this," and then I said, "I click okay, you know, make public as soon as it's processed," and I entered all the information, and basically it hung and failed. So it's like, okay, then I had to re-enter all the information again, and make it public. Which the next thing I had to do is figure out, like, how do I make a private video public, which was annoying, but I did and it worked, so I was happy. So I can, with that, I think I will wrap it up for this evening. We had a nice little discussion about not multimedia, but social media, talk show, and hopefully moving forward and expanding how we people can actually take in the podcast, you know. At the moment, I'm not sure if I'm going to record a video of it. At the moment, if I show a video, most probably it's just going to be a screencast. It's not going to be, you're not going to see my lovely face, because that requires definitely a much more additional work. And of course, discuss a little bit about SFB Online and having videos for that are going to be available for people and possibly even broadcasting some games. So with that, I am Paul Franz. And I bid you a good night.